Monday, April 29th. We haven't discussed the NFL draft at all yet. Obviously, it's been a hot topic over the sports weekend. But I'm not going to go through it all right now. Just we'll go through what I heard somebody I respect yesterday call the potentially worst pick in the history of the NFL draft. And that, no surprise if you have followed football, college football, or the draft at all, is number 8 overall QB Michael Penix to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, why would somebody say this? Penix was a very successful college player, finalist for the Heisman. Played in the national championship game, losing to, in case you forgot, Michigan Wolverines, 15-0 undefeated national champion, Michigan Wolverines. So why would somebody call that the worst pick of all time? I tend to lean more towards it being the worst pick of all time than I do want to kind of counter that take. Sure, that might be a little extreme, but like it might not be. And that is because of the following. One, the Falcons, just signed Kirk Cousins a few months ago to a massive deal, $180 million for 4 years, I think 100 of which is guaranteed, 100 plus, which was a signing that everyone is excited about in Atlanta and in fantasy football land because the Falcons' last few drafts were Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, three superstars in waiting that just needed some competent QB play to really ignite this offense in a very weak division that is absolutely for the taking. And I think with Kirk Cousins, they are were probably the favorites. The next reason is just opportunity cost. At number 8 overall, you could have taken a player who could potentially be a foundational piece, or at very least a starter for the next decade. Somebody to block for your new QB coming off an Achilles tear who's mid-30s, who might need an extra big body up in front of the line. Or the best defender in the draft, whoever you thought that was, hadn't been picked at that point. The lowest, a side note, the lowest a defender has ever been picked in the draft. When I think 14 offensive players first before a defender. So edge rusher, cornerback, tackle, some pretty big boys in that group there. You could have taken another wide receiver, allegedly stud wide receiver, who went one pick after you to pair with Drake London on the outside. That could have just added another explosive element to this potentially elite offensive unit that's coming. But instead, you went and took a backup QB who, let's forget the fact that most pro analysts, draft analysts, didn't love Penix as a pro. He may have fallen to the end of the first round, maybe even to the second round in a normal draft year. This year, six QBs went in the top 12, which is just insane, the most ever in that short of a time, in that few draft picks. But Penix specifically, let's say he was pretty good. Cousins is going to be there for at least 2 years, at least of his 4-year contract. Penix is already super old for an incoming NFL starter, let alone a QB, where one of the benefits of taking a QB and trying to play him the first few years of his career is to get him on his rookie quarterback scale. Sorry, pay scale rather, for a low contract so you can put in pieces around him. If you have a quality quarterback playing on a rookie contract, you have a lot of money to build pieces around him. It's why the Seattle Seahawks were so successful, for example, with Russell Wilson. You're not going to be able to get that now because the earliest that Penix would ever even compete or actually take over the reins would be 3 years from now, more likely 4 years from now, when he would be at the end of this contract. So you don't even know what you have. Plus the fact that he's already 25, so he'll be 28, 29, which is old for an NFL starter. Plus, the guy's had major injuries. I think two knee injuries in his college career. It just really, really doesn't make much sense at all. At all. I don't know how you spin it. There was like famous, now famous footage of Terry Fontenot, the GM, like explaining the pick to Arthur Blank in the war room, like 20 minutes after. And it's just hysterical because Arthur Blank, the owner of the team, is like, didn't I just sign a check for $180 million? Well, why are we taking a backup who's not going to play for 3 years when our team is pretty good and adding a Dallas Turner edge rusher on the defense, guy who could get maybe 10 sacks in his rookie season, might have been the wiser move. I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. Even if Penix is good, it doesn't even matter. Even if it was JJ McCarthy, it doesn't matter about the player. Just the idea of taking the quarterback in the situation that you put yourself in as a franchise just this summer to really compete and probably be the favorites in the South and in a weakened NFC, have a chance to really potentially even go to the fucking Super Bowl or at least the NFC conference, NFC title game. And not that this takes away from that chance, but it certainly doesn't add to it. And really poor job by the Falcons. No disrespect to Mr. Penix, but cannot support this rationale.